السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. بسم الله، الذي لا إله سواه، والحمد لله، والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. Continuing on the topic of some reflections from the hearts, the heart of the Quran to the hearts of man. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, my dear brothers and sisters, calling upon us and upon our hearts to live and not to be in a state of qasawa, and indicating to us in many of the ayat and in this one some of the reasons why our qulub would be in a state of qasawa. As we have mentioned before, and this ayah says, أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ وَلَا يَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلُ فَطَالَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَمَدُ فَقَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَكَثِيرٌ مِّنْهُمْ فَاسِقُونَ. اعلموا أن الله يحيي الأرض بعد موتها. اعلموا أن الله يحيي الأرض بعد موتها. قد بينا لكم الآيات لعلكم تعقلون. سبحان الله. بلى يا ربي آن، بلى يا ربي آن، بلى يا ربي آن. ألم يأني للذين آمنوا أن تخشع قلوبهم لذكر الله. Isn't it about time for those who have iman that their qulub in khushu'ah, or that their qulub turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through dhikr in khushu'ah, or that isn't it time for those who have iman that their qulub turn in khushu'ah as they hear the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, and this ayah is speaking to those who have iman. Those who have iman. And as though Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying to some of us, you've been listening to the Quran, you've been reading the Quran, you believe in the Quran, you've been studying the Quran, you've been looking at it intellectually. Isn't it time that now your hearts are involved with the Quran? Isn't it time? أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ. And to respond in that khushu' of your qulub to the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed of truth. Isn't it time? أَلَمْ يَأْنِ أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُ. We should answer, we should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the sincerity and the truthfulness and the burst of love by which to answer, Bala, Ya Rabbi, Bala, Ya Rabbi, Bala. Nay, nay, my Lord, it is time, it is time, it is time. But please help me. But please help me. أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَنْ تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ And that they be not like those who were given the book before. And that they be not like those who were given the book before. And time passed. And time passed. And time passed in their own scale of time, hundreds and thousands of years, maybe. And then because of that, they didn't see with their naked eyes, perhaps. They didn't hear with their physical ears, perhaps. They didn't get what they expected to have of worldly expectations. طال عليهم الأمد. Time passed and they hardened their hearts. فقست قلوبهم. And the hearts became hard in relation to the ذكر of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In relation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many peoples, many human beings, because time passes and again we don't see what we want to see, we don't hear what we want to hear. The nafs is not satisfied, then wal'iyadu billah, our qalb begins, yes, to be clouded and veiled and hardened by the stain of the nafs. And then we doubt. And then the qasawa turns into the transformation of that qalb into qasawa. Attempts to transform not itself back to its original state, but it attempts to transform the very word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to suit its nafs. But it attempts to transform that mutilation of the qalb, the transformation, the deformation of the qalb by its qasawa, now attempts to transform and deform the dhikr itself. The word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the way it should be understood, in the way it should be actualized and applied, in the way even it should be read. Don't be like those who were given the book before you, and because of time, because of centuries that passed, their qulub, generation after generation, in their relationship with the very word of God, with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the qulub hardened. They did not soften. وَكَثِيرٌ مِّنْهُمْ فَاسِقُونَ And many of them are fasiqun. That is, they broke out from the shell of moderation. Fisq. فَسَقَتِ الْحَبَّةِ in the Arabic language, or the seed or the grain, فَسَقَتْ is when it broke out of its shell. And therefore fisq is a state in which the individual breaks out of the norm of decency, the norm of balance, the norm of divine moderation, the norm of truth. وَكَثِيرٌ مِّنْهُمْ فَاسِقُونَ And then says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, اِعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ يُحْيِي الْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا Know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives life to earth after earth dies. And as He gives life to earth after it dies, He subhanahu wa ta'ala gives life to the hearts when they die. It is He who is able to give life to the qulub after they die. In other words, we should, especially when we are aware and there is still room for our qulub to breathe spiritually, and that they're not completely suffocated. Or when we are in a state, alhamdulillah, of relative cleanliness in our qulub, let us continue to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forever make our qulub living. Not to allow our qulub to die. Not to allow our qulub to be in a state of qasawa. And that we beseech Him subhanahu wa ta'ala again, that if they ever did by our own iniquities, please, Ya Allah, give them life again. For then I may not be able even aware of my need to ask you. I ask you now. I ask you now when I am in the shade of your, inshaAllah, satisfaction. When I am, inshaAllah, in the coolness of your obedience. When I'm now in the ni'mah of your grace, I ask you now, please, Ya Allah, now and if and ever, and I pray that it never happens to me, that if I am clouded, please remove the clouds. Even when then, I will forget to ask you. اعلموا أن الله يحيي الأرض بعد موتها قد بينا لكم الآيات لعلكم تعقلون. Verily we have made our ayat, our signs clear to you. You know, it's clear to you. لعلكم تعقلون, that you may understand, that you may behave wisely. And the qalb that is veiled from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the qalb that is qasi from the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or the qalb that is qasi away from the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is certainly a qalb that is veiled from the truth, or from part of the truth. It is a qalb that does not receive light and does not shine light, nor. It is a qalb dead, if it is dead, or diseased, if it is diseased, and therefore it cannot extend its nur to others. And since it is that way, says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَلَا تُطِعْ أَوْ وَلَا تُطِعْ مَنْ أَغْفَلْنَا قَلْبَهُ عَنْ ذِكْرِنَا وَلَا تُطِعْ مَنْ أَغْفَلْنَا قَلْبَهُ عَنْ ذِكْرِنَا واتبع هواه وكان أمره فرطا. Thus says Allah Azza wa Jal, do not obey the one whose qalb we made unaware or oblivious of or to our dhikr. Do not obey such a person, no matter what they are and no matter what they do. Do not obey, ولا تطع من أغفلنا قلبه عن ذكرنا واتبع هوا, and then follows his or her hawa. His or her hawa, again the hawa is the source of intellectual and philosophical and ideological and so on inclinations and views and opinions, inclined زائغة away from the straight path, away from the truth, away from divine and shari'i moderation and balance, away. And certainly a qalb in zayg, a qalb in hawa, will rarely be in dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The munafiq, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, the munafiq, the worst human being in the assessment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, worse than an unbeliever, the munafiq, his qalb is rarely in dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He or she is rarely in dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he or she is one time this side, one time that side. Which side fulfills his or her selfish interests, then he's on that side and moves from one side to the other. Says Allah Azza wa Jal in the Quran about such peoples. وَإِذَا قَامُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ قَامُوا كُسَالًا يُرَاءُونَ النَّاسَ وَلَا يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا مُذَبْذَبِينَ بَيْنَ هَؤُلَاءِ وَهَؤُلَاءِ مُذَبْذَبِينَ لَا إِلَى هَؤُلَاءِ وَلَا إِلَى هَؤُلَاءِ says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. نعم كرمكم الله. وإذا قاموا إلى الصلاة قاموا كسالى يراؤون الناس ولا يذكرون الله إلا قليلا مذبذبين بين ذلك لا إلى هؤلاء ولا إلى هؤلاء says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Describing such people with such vacillating and oscillating قلوب, these munafiqun, he says subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when they stand for salah, they stand lazy, kusala, bored, lazy, without heart. Alhamdulillah. Yura'un an-nas, they instead intend to be seen by others. وَلَا يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا only very rarely or very little do they remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or are they in dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Very little, very rare. مُذَبْذَبِينَ بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ لَا إِلَى هَؤُلَاء وَلَا إِلَى هَؤُلَاء then vacillating, oscillating between these and those, belonging neither to these nor to those, because their hearts have many faces, have many attachments, multiple ones, depending on what their nafs dictates, says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thus the ta'a of a mu'min, whom a mu'min follows, whom a mu'min takes as a model, whom a mu'min takes as a leader, whom a mu'min takes as a friend, whom a mu'min takes as a teacher, whom a teacher takes as a student and a confidant student and a close student, as Ibn al-Qayyim would put it, I think in some of these meanings. This is the scale. Dhikrullah Azza wa Jalla. وَلَا تُطِعْ مَنْ أَغْفَلْنَا قَلْبَهُ عَنْ ذِكْرِنَا. And if the qalb is ghafil an al-dhikr, completely ghafil, not even the tongue will be in dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not even the tongue will be in dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The tongue being in dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not necessarily mean the qalb is in dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The qalb does not necessarily mean that the qalb is in dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A munafiq could be in dhikr externally. A munafiq could be in dhikr externally, as Allah says. Allah didn't say they are never in dhikr. He says they are sometimes in dhikr. They even do salah, not perform salah. That's my own way to make difference between salah and salah. Do salah and perform salah. Allah tells us they are in some salah. There is some dhikr. But that's a dhikr of a munafiq. لا يجاوزوا حناجرهم لا يجاوزوا السنتهم does not go beyond their throats and beyond the tip of their tongues. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shield and protect all of us. Ya Rabb. And certainly an ayah that inshallah perhaps all of you still remember and know. You know, the qalb that is away from the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, qalb that is qasi, and a qalb that is in atma'nan, and a qalb that is in serenity and tranquility. أن الله سبحانه وتعالى سعز الذين آمنوا وتطمئن قلوبهم بذكر الله. الذين آمنوا وتطمئن قلوبهم بذكر الله، ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب، ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب، ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب. لا إله إلا الله. Says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what means الذين آمنوا، those who have iman, those who have faith. And whose qulub attain itma'nan, attain serenity and tranquility, attain comfort, attain stillness, all of that is itma'nan. Bi dhikrillah. And the instrument and the means by which they attained that, their qulub are in that state, dhikrullah azza wa jal. That is qalb al-mu'min. That is qalb neither mariz nor qasi, neither a qalb that is diseased in ailment, nor is it qasi, nor is it hard, nor is it dead, nor is it qalb of a munafiq. The qalb that responds to the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a tama'lan, that's a qalb of a mu'min. That's a living qalb. That's a living qalb. أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. For verily, with dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the qulub attain atma'nan, attain comfort, tranquility, serenity, peace, stillness. أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. And if our qulub never attain atma'nan with dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is most likely a qalb that is dead, very qasi. If our qulub attains sometimes some itma'inan of our qulub, that is perhaps a qalb that is mariz. Because a qalb that is mariz, and many ulama rahimahullah ta'ala say that Muslims nowadays and most of us have qulub that are mariz. And qalb that is mariz tamudduhu maddatan, is fed by two, if you will, rivers and channels, and in two ways, two substances, is fed by two substances, substance of life and substance of death. The substance of iman and substance of nifaq, of kufr, fed by truth and fed by falsehood. فَهُوَ لِأَيِّهِمَا غَلَبْ. قَلْبْ مَرِيض takes on the identity of whichever of the two forces, of the two channels, the two feeding channels, whichever of the two forces is stronger on his or her heart. If at a moment the channel of iman is stronger, the feed of iman is stronger, the light of iman is stronger, then that qalb behaves like a mu'min. And if sometimes the feed of kufr, the feed of nifaq, the feed of the opposite of iman, feed of fisq, is the one that dominates the channels of iman and clogs the channels of iman and clouds the light of iman, then the qalb behaves not like a qalb of a mu'min. That's a qalb that is mariz. Sometimes it is most of the time mariz, sometimes it is not most of the time mariz. ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب، ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب. يا أيها الناس قد جاءتكم موعظة من ربكم وشفاء لما في الصدور وهدى ورحمة للمؤمنين، سبح الله عز وجل. يا أيها الناس قد جاءتكم موعظة من ربكم وشفاء لما في الصدور. O mankind, there has come to you from your Lord an admonition and a shifa, a medicine, a cure for your hearts, for your chests, for your hearts. وَهُدًا وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ, and guidance and loving mercy or merciful love for those who have iman. شِفَاءٌ لِمَا فِي الصُّدُورِ وَاللَّهِ الَّذِي لَا إِلَهِ إِلَّهُ إن كتاب الله والله الذي لا إله إلا هو إن قرآن الله والله الذي لا إله إلا هو إن كلام الله شفاء لما في الصدور والله الذي لا إله إلا هو إنه لحق إنه لحق. That the Quran, the words of the Quran, the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, are the cure, the medicine for whatever befalls the qulub of ailments of shahwa or of shubha. The ailments can be only of two categories, of shahwa or of shubha. Of shahwa or of shubha. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we implore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you must and we must continue to do that, to help us remove the veil and the veil and the next veil from our qulub, so that really when we read the Quran, gradually the qulub will clear. And then when we take this path of tazkiyat an-nufus, of purifying our nufus, and we attempt and continuously we attempt our best inshaAllah ta'ala to interiorize and actualize the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Quran becomes even more and more of a shifa. Wallahi al-azim, wallahi al-azim, wallahi al-azim, innahu al-haq. Sometimes many of us, we don't see that, we don't find that, because, not because it's not there, but obviously the answer is, as we know, because I can't see well. My external eyesight is sometimes the reason why I see blurred images. Not because the object is itself deformed. The deformation has to do with my own eyes, not because of the object. The Quran is clear, the Quran is beautiful, the Quran smells good, the Quran is the most beautiful scent, it's the most beautiful sight, it's the most beautiful sound. But the problem sometimes is, my dear brothers and sisters, is my nose of my heart, my ear of my heart, my eye of my heart. Shifa'un lima fi sudur. Shifa'un lima fi sudur. And I must beware, my dear brothers and sisters, again, as I pointed out earlier, as our ulama rahimahumullah ta'ala teach us, that we must not, as we feel ailments in our qulub and as we know of ailments of our qulub, we must never put ourselves in the position or the situation when we say, my heart can't read the Quran. I feel too depressed. I'm so in a state of distress. I can't even look at it. It makes me even more distressed. Astaghfirullah. And it is unfortunately true for sometimes. That person in that state is in a state of marav, is in a state of illness of his or her qalb, because the qalb is rejecting what it is the source, what is the source of its health, and wanting what is the source of its ailment. Again, like when my hand is sick, my sense of touch is defective, then I touch something hot and it is cold, and I touch something soft and it is rough, and I touch something rough and it is soft. When my qalb loves what it should not love, when my qalb feels comfort with that which is originally a source of discomfort, then my qalb is sick. My qalb is mariz. When I feel elated and delighted when I see and hear that which the qalb in its original state would not want to hear and see, my qalb is mariz. When my qalb desires that which in its original state would not desire, my qalb is mariz. When my qalb therefore does not perform the functions it naturally ought to perform, to know Allah, to love Allah, to embrace that which is good, to reject that which is evil, to embrace that which is moral, to reject that which is immoral. When I find hardship, when I find discomfort in those, that is how I know, my dear brothers and sisters, that my qalb is sick. And if my qalb is sick, that is why I can't read the Quran. That is why I can't enjoy Salah. That is why Salah does not take precedence in the daily schedule of my life. Rather, the other things do take precedence and do take priority. Because they do take priority, because I feel more satisfaction or pleasure or fulfillment in doing those than in being with the Qur'an and in Salah and so on and so forth. That is because my qalb, that is how I know. Those are the symptoms of a qalb that is mariz, because it does not perform the functions it naturally was created to function, like my hand, when it does not perform the functions it is naturally created to perform, and instead does something unnatural with its to its own original state. So if it touches something cold and it is hot, if it touches something soft and it is rough, if instead of moving the way a hand moves naturally, it doesn't move at all or moves in some strange ways, then my hand is sick. If my qalb moves in some strange ways, then my qalb is sick. And the motion of a qalb is not physical, but what is the motion of the qalb? Is it's irada, right? It's irada, it's will, the burst inside of it of want. What does the qalb want? That's the movement of a qalb. Will, a want. And if it wants and wills that which is naturally not created to will and want, and it wills and wants that which is opposite to that which it was naturally created to will and want, and what is the qalb created to will and want ultimately? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. then my qalb is marid, my dear brothers and sisters. And that qalb that is marid should not reject the medication. That qalb needs the medication. And that qalb, and I ought to know that that's why I have those feelings. If a person is physically ill, and if we put some medication on his or her wound, the medication will burn terribly and will feel some pain, then because the person knows that that's what it does by experience, wouldn't want to take that medicine. Is that right? Will that person be cured? No, as long as the person keeps away from the medicine because of the reactions to that medicine for some time, the person will not heal. But that is the medicine. But the medicine sometimes produces effects that are uncomfortable when the organ is sick. But if this organ were not sick, it would not produce those effects. When it is healed and you're going to put that medication there, it will not cause the same response. Again, responding to the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a sense of repulsion, sense of alienation, sense of wahsha, painful loneliness. She painfully lonely when we are in dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Painfully lonely? That's because the qalb is marid. Because in dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and in solitude with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the qalb ought to feel exalted, in at peace, in comfort. Doesn't want to get out of there. That is uns with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Being with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leads to uns, the opposite of wahsha, complete opposite of wahsha, delightful stillness and delightful peace, uns, solace. The opposite of wahsha is what we feel when our qulub are in a state of disease, as we are in dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or we hear the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or we are in the company of those who are dhikr of those who are in dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my dear brothers and sisters. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by His rahmah, let us be of those whose qulub are allowed to heal. And I say are allowed to heal, are permitted to be purified, are permitted to be purified, because what Allah does, He does what He wills. Allah may not allow a heart to heal. Allah may not allow a heart to be purified because of His hikmah, because إِنَّهُ يَفْعَلُ مَا يَشَاءُ. Allah knows and I don't know. Allah knows the reasons why a person is allowed to heal and a person is not allowed to heal, wisely and with hikmah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and with ilm, and with justice, never injustice, never. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ لَمْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ أَنْ يُطَهِرَ قُلُوبَهُمْ. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ لَمْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ أَنْ يُطَهِرَ قُلُوبَهُمْ. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ لَمْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ أَنْ يُطَهِرَ قُلُوبَهُمْ. Those are the ones whom Allah did not will for them to have their hearts purified. أولئك الذين لم يرد الله أن يطهر قلوبهم. We beseech Allah, this is of what being an abd is. This is what being an abd is. ultimately, when the seeker of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows and is nearest to Allah, the nearer to Allah he or she is, the more also amongst the other ahwal that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestows on such abd, he is most fearful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is one. وَيَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاءُ. And I conclude with the word of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for inshaAllah ta'ala next we'll share with you some of the reflections of the gems of the words and the pearls from the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the hearts of man. When he said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inna quluba bani adama kullaha, inna quluba bani adama kullaha bayna usbu'ayni min asabi' ar-Rahman ka qalbin wahid yusarrifuhu حيث شاء يصرفه حيث شاء. He said صلى الله عليه وسلم, verily all the قلوب, the hearts, all the قلوب of the children of Adam, all of them are between two fingers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. بلا تشبيه ولا, these are my words, I'm sorry. Bila, these, what I'm saying now, bila tashbihin wala takif. I have to interject that to remind you of tawheed al asma'i wa sifat, without any tendency that is in any way anthropomorphic, spatial or in time, fingers, because of fingers. Remember what we have learned, laysa kamithlihi shay'. So he says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all the meaning of the text, all of the qulub of the children of Adam are between two fingers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like one heart. يُصَرِّفُهُ حَيْثُ شَاءَ. He subhanahu wa ta'ala directs it, turns it anywhere he wills, anyhow he wills. Your qalb, my qalb, her qalb, the qulub of 5 billion human beings, if they are living, each qalb of them, each qalb of every human being is under fullest control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just as though it were one qalb. وَإِنَّ ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرٌ. That is so easy and simple for Allah, as though all of those billions of hearts, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has command of them and control of them and knowledge of all what happens inside of them, like if it were one heart. يُصَرِّفُهُ حَيْثُ شَاءَ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. يُصَرِّفُهُ حَيْثُ شَاءَ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. يَا مُصَرِّفَ الْقُلُوبِ, يَا مُصَرِّفَ الْقُلُوبِ, يَا مُصَرِّفَ الْقُلُوبِ, اصْرِفْ قُلُوبَنَا إِلَى طَاعَتِكَ. يَا مُصَرِّفَ الْقُلُوبِ, اصْرِفْ قُلُوبَنَا إِلَى طَاعَتِكَ. يَا مُصَرِّفَ الْقُلُوبِ, اصْرِفْ قُلُوبَنَا عَنْ مَعْصِيَتِكَ. يا مصرف القلوب, اصرف قلوبنا إلى حبك. يا مصرف القلوب, اصرف قلوبنا إلى توحيدك. يا مصرف القلوب, اصرف قلوبنا عما سواك. O Allah, you who has command over the hearts, who turns the heart as He wills, please turn our hearts into your obedience. Turn our hearts away from your disobedience. Turn our hearts into your tawheed. turn our hearts away from shirk. Turn our hearts towards you. And turn our hearts away from other than you. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala sayyidina Muhammadin al-Nabi al-Ummi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك.